Hi, this is Jeffrey Lewis, and you're listening to CITR.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha! Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt! And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time.
In a building tall with a stone wall around, there's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a sign in the room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. Now they've come to get me, but they find I'm a-screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber room.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not crazy. I just like songs about the crazy. At the top, we heard They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha Ho Ho, by Napoleon the 14th. From the Wacky Favorites compilation from years ago. That song is from 1966, and I remember listening to it when I was a child, and it was in my head. I've remembered it all these years, and when I heard the song The Rubber Room, I was like, oh yeah, what about that song about They're Taking Me Away? And so I Googled They're Coming to Take Me Away, and I managed to track down that song. It's a lot creepier and darker than I remember. I always thought it was a really funny, goofy song when I was a kid, and now it seems a lot creepier now. After that, we heard Porter Wagoner with his song The Rubber Room, the title track from the album The Rubber Room. A little more sympathetic towards mental illness than the previous song, but not so great still. But both kind of cool songs. And kind of funny the way they use the reverb to signal mental illness. Ha, ha, ha. On today's show, a lot of newer songs we're going to hear from here on out. We're going to hear the new solo single from Karen Dreyer of The Knife. She now records as Fever Ray. So we're going to hear the lead single from her. Also some new Animal Collective. Some new Waves, some new Harlem, a new Jeremy Jay song, lots of good stuff here on CITR. So, to start things off, If I Had a Heart by Fever Ray. Fever Ray, like I said, Karen Dreyer from The Knife. It is very knifey, and that's a good thing. So let's get to it. After that, Animal Collective. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, at this point, the song gets even more ethereal and glitchy. So I'll just turn it down and talk over it. This song that you're listening to right now is the Animal Collective's remix of Rat-Tat-Tat's Mirando. Available on the Mirando single, I believe. Before that, we heard Animal Collective, the song My Girls, from the album Merryweather Post Pavilion. And at the top, we heard Fever Ray from her self-titled album, although it's only out as a single right now, If I Had a Heart. A reminder, Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, The Turn, Exit This Side, Split Track, and Murray Atkinson. Friday, early show is a band called Lights. Never heard of them, but the poster looks cool. And late, after 11 o'clock, So What? Vancouver's first YouTube video dance party. And my friend Lee is helping out with that. It should be a lot of fun. Saturday night, Woven Hand with Silver Summit and Sonoya Caves, featuring Josh, I believe, from Black Mountain. Is that right?
Yeah,
thank you. Disembodied voice. And after that, Glory Days DJ night with DJ My Gay Husband and other people. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. All right, moving along, we're going to hear a song called Beach Point Pleasant by a band called DuckTales. I don't know too much about them. I think they're from California. But this is kind of the sort of music that I like listening to these days because it's so foggy and dark out. And it kind of takes me away. Just takes me out of this place. Takes me to a calmer, warmer, sunnier place. So let's give that a listen. This is DuckTales with Beach Point Pleasant.
Thank you.
That was the Octopipers from 1959 with the cover of the traditional Sloop John B. You're probably familiar with the Beach Boys version. Not me. I know. No, that's not true. I didn't know other versions before I listened to the Octopipers. Before that, John Fahey from The Legend of Blind Joe Death, the song Sligo River Blues. And before that, Beach Point Pleasant from New Jersey, the DuckTales. That's where he's from, I forgot. Nice, kind of, as Luke, who works here, said, a nice ethereal set. Well, he didn't say nice, he just said ethereal set, but I put the nice on there. Concert listings. There's a whole whack of shows coming to town. Tonight, Falco and Monashy are playing with Fine Mist, and Chris Horrific, an excellent bill, at Pat's Pub. On Saturday, Spanking is playing with Ruth, Alice, and Dana, the Kidnap Kids, Falco and Monashy, and the Raw Beast at the Shed, which is near Fraser and 10th. It's all ages. It's in a backyard. That's all I'm going to say. Also on Saturday, Adjective is playing with Sex with Strangers, the SSRIs, and Acost at the Media Club, and Woven Hand is playing with Silver Summit and Sonoya Caves at the Biltmore. Also on Saturday, it's Art's birthday. It's turning 1,027,000. I believe, and therefore, we at CITR are celebrating 24 hours of radio art. Luke Meat, who I mentioned before, music director here at CITR, has put it on the last several years. We've done it since 1989, and so it's going to be really exciting. There's going to be a bunch of kind of new sound experiments, all sorts of crazy stuff. I did a found sound or sort of field recording thing last year. It was a lot of fun. And Peter Courtemanche, who is the guy that started 24 Hours of Radio Art, lives in Vancouver. He's going to come and do a show, or do an hour or something like that here. So that's very, very exciting. So definitely tune in on Saturday for a very unique day of programming. Sunday, Andy Dixon is playing with Luca Rogers at Grace Gallery. That's at Main and 3rd. The 21st, Clips is playing at Richardson Richards. And on the 22nd, The Pets are playing with Dinosaur and Missing Link. Later into the month, Beach House are at Richards on the 25th. Matt and Kim are at the Biltmore on the 28th. The May She are playing with Sharing Pink, Certain Breeds, and Sex Party at the Biltmore on the 29th. And there's a DJ set for Hercules and Love Affair with Pat Mahoney, Eric Devereaux, and Jason Lev at Celebrities. That's on the 30th. One last thing I'm going to mention. Well, oh, no, a few more things. Okay, the Low Decibel Festival is happening at the Shed. That's in Chris Horrific's backyard. I'm just going to say 815 East 10th. That's where it is. I don't know if Chris wants his address broadcast, but you can find it on the internet, so I'm just going to go ahead and say. And this is an all-day, well, I think it's starting around 6, goes to late, and it's featuring a ton of bands, all playing without electricity. That's kind of the Low Decibel Festival cri de coeur. So Collapsing Opposites, Unreliable Narrator, Chris Horrific, Roll Mock Acoustic Band, Adrian Teacher, Fo Ami, Jay and Megan of International Falls, Aaron Reed, Rose Melberg, Alicia Rembold, Shipyards, Sean Mrazek Lives, Fanshawe, back from the dead. I thought Fanshawe was done, but I guess she's back. Ben Gorodetsky, Kidnap Kids, The Madonna Bangers, Sean Maxey of The Doers, Joe Snyder of 60 Stories, Garland and Yarn, Search Parties, Scott Bell of Buffalo Swans, OIC, and Sarah Jane, all on the 31st at the Low Decibel Festival. It'll be wild. Later in February, on the 5th and the 6th, as part of the Push Festival, Nick Kravatchik of Piano has written a prison musical, of course. So he's going to be performing that with a bunch of local indie luminaries. It's called In the Yard Having Fun, and it's part of the second week of Push Festival. It's going to be at Performance Works, tickets at the door. Later on, Murder City Devils on February 13th, and Pierced Arrows on February 21st. I'm so excited about that. At the Railway Club. It's going to be phenomenal. Pierced Arrows. Pierced Arrows. Pierced Arrows. All right. Back to the music. We're going to hear some The OC. OCs. I kind of let this album slip past me when it was released last year, but I'm giving it a second chance. The album's called The Master's Bedroom is Worth Spending the Night In, and this song is called Block of Ice, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
In 1963, French artist Robert Filio declared that on January 17th, art was born 1 million years ago when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water.
Okay.
Who that man was is not important. He is dead. But art lives on.
He comes from southern France, Filio.
Many artists and art organizations celebrate the birthday of art each year on January 17th.
This awareness makes you feel good.
We feel good.
Now, I will electrify the grid.
Saturday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 Vancouver unwraps another 24 hours of radio art. Art's 1,046th birthday. Saturday, midnight to midnight at CITR 101.9 FM. Online at CITR.ca.
After hearing all of these things, you're probably saying, what's the use of going on? There's no hope.
Nice. That was Harlem from their album Free Drugs, straight out of Austin, Texas. That's who they are. The song Red Herring. Before that, we heard San Diego's Waves with the song Gun in the Sun. Don't know quite where that's from. A friend of mine wrote about it and put it up, and that's where I heard it. I think it's from something called Various Songs or something like that. It's not on the album that is now out, and from what I hear, very good. Worth checking out. At the top, we heard the OCs with the song Block of Ice. Let's see, we have 10 minutes left. Okay, we're going to hear some Jeremy J. I loved last year's album by Jeremy J, A Place Where We Could Go. The song Escape to Aspen, amazing. He has kind of gone off the lo-fi thing and taken up cheesy disco. Not sure that I agree with that decision, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to let you guys listen to it, see what you think. This is from a new 12-inch that he's released on K Records. It's called Love Everlasting. Maybe I'll warm to it. Maybe that's what it takes. It's not. It's worth playing. I don't know that it. I like it as much as his album, but let's give it a shot. Here is Love Everlasting by Jeremy J.
Stars flashing everywhere around the castles in the air. I was walking on the beach, I was looking at the castles in the air, making sure it wouldn't disappear. Stars saying don't despair. I was searching everywhere, across the mountains, across their stairs. I was searching over the mountains, across the sky I hadn't forgotten, to find what you're wishing on, across your dreams. Thank you.
Nice. That was Oregon's The Pierced Arrows, formerly featuring members of Dead Moon. They replaced the drummer from Dead Moon, basically. But it's still the other two. Amazing stuff. That song was called The Wait from their self-titled album. Before that, we heard Jeremy J. with Love Everlasting, the new 12-inch on K Records. Coming up, stay tuned for Marielle K. with We All Fall Down. Should be another great show from Marielle. All killer. Rarely filler from that one. After that, Inkstuds, Robin N. And then, I don't know what's happening this afternoon. Crimes and Treasons have been moved to Tuesday nights. So you won't be hearing your Crimes and Treasons style hip-hop this afternoon. Maybe it'll be other hip-hop. Maybe it'll be something else. I don't really know. But kind of Crimes and Treasons no longer part of the Brotherhood of Thursday. We're sorry to miss. We're sorry to lose you guys, but I'm sure you guys are doing fine on Tuesdays. If you like what you heard, check us out on the Dunkin' Donuts podcast, available at citr.ca. If you want to know what I played today, there's a playlist. It'll be up later on today at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. And for those of you who care, and that is kind of a, I don't know if there is anyone out there. I'll be more diligent about updating the blog. Feel free to comment. Let me know if you like what I'm doing on the blog or not, if you ever go there. Whatever. All right. To close things out, we're going to hear D-A-R-L-I-N-G from Beach House's album from last year, Devotion. It's a great album. And they're coming back to town on the 25th at Richards & Richards. You should check them out if you like what you hear. They are, you know, a lovely, mesmerizing live band. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. I'm going to Portland this weekend, so I should have lots of really, really cool stuff from Portland. Should be a fun show next week. Okay, thanks. Bye. Oops, no. That's Matt and Kim, who I decided not to play because they're kind of annoying. They're all right, but let's listen to Beach House instead.
Yeah.
In 1963, French artist Robert Filio declared